Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the honor of staying at least in a deadlock for the top spot within Conference Indiana tomorrow night is the fourth-ranked Panthers of South. Welcome in 10th-rated Southport, who's had the Southsiders' number the last couple of years, scoring 35 and 38 points, winning back-to-back games, so enter Friday. And defensive coordinator Gabe Johnson and his coaches facing a program that, well, really the past 6 years have gotten used to winning, Southport, with the same script, a wide-open spread offense that comes in averaging nearly 33 points a game.
They have playmakers everywhere, Joe. You know, it's not just one or two guys that you have to stop. They have three pretty good receivers and a really good running back, but it all starts with their quarterback, who can get all of them the ball everywhere. That kid is very smart with the ball. He makes a lot of throws under pressure. He makes a lot of throws on his way, you know, when he's getting sacked. So he's very savvy there, and his receivers are good, fast, skilled kids. And you're talking about Luke Johnson, the first team we face that has had a little bit higher percentage throwing the ball than run.
You know, it's kind of the thing I know you kind of relish by going up against a high-quality, offensive-minded football team and a guy that likes to throw against what he's going to be throwing into Friday night, and that's your high-quality, senior-laden secondary.
You know, they're a very good, solid group of kids who are in the right spots. They're smart, and they know where they're supposed to be, and guys do their homework on their opponent. You know, it's not just, they don't just rely on the coaches telling them. They do their film study and take great pride in being in the right spots and being able to make plays, and that's a veteran group.
Well, that's defensive coordinator Gabe Johnson. The Panthers haven't allowed a point in the second halves of games. Johnston, by the way, has thrown for 14 scores, 68% on the year, and nearly 1,200 yards coming into this one on Friday night. Don't forget NFL Thursday Night Football, Denver and Kansas City, pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Now the social media, Twitter, Facebook, heck, there may be a few others out there that I'm not aware of. Everything's kind of way over my head, but I do text well, and now you, IU football fans, can opt in to a new alert system by texting. Eye on the sky for Saturday, at least here as we start to wrap up the work week. Hopefully no rain comes Saturday, no lightning delays as Western Kentucky comes in for the 4 o'clock kick. But that said, weather and any emergency situations popping up, travel to the stadium and then back home, the need to know now in text form. And as Vice President, Director of Athletics Fred Glass explained to me when he popped in for his behind-the-scenes session at Yogi's the other night.
Increasingly, our fans are telling us they really like to communicate via text. Text, in some ways, is a real preferred form of communication. We have a text alert system that you can get into. All you have to do is text IUFB, you know, IU football, but just the initials, IUFB, to 313131. Can't get much easier than that. IUFB to 313131, and you'll begin receiving alerts like you described from IU Athletics. We're not going to inundate them with a bunch of nonsense or
okay,
a bunch of requests for
just stuff they need to know.
Just stuff you need to know in real time, like you said, travel, traffic, weather, and emergency situations. And so I'd encourage all Hoosier fans to go ahead and text IUFB to 313131. And we'll give them real-time information. A lot of things that change quickly, like traffic, like weather.
That's Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass. So yet another great add to game day Saturdays. IU football, 313131. Don't forget NFL football, Broncos and Chiefs, pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.